The book is about this global event in which people's loved ones who have passed away have suddenly begun returning. And it centers on this couple, Harold and Lucille Hargrave, who are in their 70s, and they go to the door, and their 8-year-old son, who drowned 50 years ago, is at the door, still 8 years old. But when the devil actually showed up at the front door, their own particular devil, small and wondrous as he had been all those years ago, his brown eyes slick with tears, joy, and the sudden relief of a child who has been too long away from his parents, too long of a time spent in the company of strangers. Well, Lucille, after she recovered from her fainting episode, melted like candle wax. But it's not just happening to them, it's happening to people all around the world. So everyone's really trying to figure out how to deal with it and what it means, and it just spirals outward from there.
It sounds like kind of a Left Behind story in reverse.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that.
People aren't leaving, they're coming back.
Exactly.
As the dead return to the living, the past seems to collide with the present in the lives of this couple and the others from the returned community and the communities that they left 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that one thing I've really discovered when it comes to loss and how we deal with it as people is that people, in a very real sense, kind of become time capsules for who we were at a certain period in our lives. For example, my mother passed in 2001 when I was about 22 years old. I'm 35 now, and as you know, it's a dramatic change that occurs in those periods of time. But if my mother, you know, I tried to treat the project as realistic as possible. So if my mother returned now, she would still be viewing me as that 22-year-old kid versus the person that I am now. And that's what happens to a lot of the characters, because these people who are almost like time capsules, like living, breathing time capsules, suddenly return. And now those that have been around are just torn between who they are now and who they were at that period.
More than a song from that age or the site of your high school, these are the most powerful carriers of a time, of a feeling.
Exactly.
These people from back then.
Exactly. I kind of equate it to that feeling you get when you encounter someone from like your elementary school days or high school days. And that usually contrasts, you know, you've changed, they've changed. And so that's kind of what the book is about. It's kind of these two time periods of identity kind of clashing, but done through the lens of these real people suddenly returning. You know, suspending disbelief is a large part of it. But I think that with magical realism, which is a genre that it kind of falls into, that suspension of disbelief that you give early on really fleshes out, really allows you to go to different places. Because, you know, if you go along with this family and really kind of believe that this is their son, they actually struggle with it as well, just as I know readers will struggle with it. But I think that opens the door to a lot of really unique insight into who we are and how we react and how we deal with people and things such as loss.
The book is called The Return. The author's Jason Mott. It's the story of what happens when people who died 50 years ago begin coming back at the very same age they left us. There are lots of complicated twists in this story, including a government bureaucracy that just tries to keep a handle on what to do with people returning from the dead, but they're not zombies, they're alive. It's your first novel. What was your response when Brad Pitt's production company called and said, yeah, we'd like to option this for television or film? And you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah, that was pretty much my exact reaction. What does that mean? And, you know, how did you, you know, why would you want to do something with it? I was completely caught off guard by that. And even then, like, I didn't expect anything to happen with it. Things get optioned frequently in the book world and never really go anywhere, or they take years. Plan B's latest movie, World War Z, which just came out, took 8 years from optioning to film. So I was like, well, a decade from now, if I'm lucky, maybe something will happen. And then all of a sudden, a month later, they had a writer. A month later, they had a director. And it's just been full steam ahead. And now it's been picked up by ABC. And things are just going really quickly.
Jason Mott, author of The Returned. When handling grief, you've got a lot to work with, though. And
right.
It doesn't matter really where you're from. If you're from Minnesota,
right,
or from
exactly.
Southern California, or from the South, grief is a very weighty object.
My hope is that when readers find the book, I have this vision of people, when they finish reading it, they go to the closet and grab their old photo album and remember someone they've lost. And then they put that down and go spend time with someone who's here, because life is short and you have to value that time that you have with people.
Jason Mott, author of The Returned, a new novel. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.